at gmail.com.
Patty,
1952
at gmail.com. Gmail is a good mailbox address. Patty, I want to thank you so much for joining us. I want to thank you for your testimony. I want to thank you for being here for us. And God bless you and Bob both. And we'll talk to the rest of you, God willing, next Tuesday.
Give my love to everybody.
Thank you, Patty. God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us.
That America loses that war, you can only understand it that nothing was it appeared to be. All during the war, we were doing everything we could to finance and build up the Soviet Union, that was providing the weapons to the North Vietnamese. We're funding the Viet Cong in the South, who were killing our boys, just as today. While we are giving money to Pakistan, that's funding their intelligence, that's funding that and arming the Taliban, that is killing our boys in the poppy fields of Afghanistan. Why are these things happening? Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're happening because there are other forces working behind the scenes which nobody wants to talk about. And you see all the contradictions to everything going on today, and you scratch your head and you say, how could this possibly be happening in America? Why is the price of gasoline going up? Well, the price of gasoline is going up because the value of the dollar is going down. Why is the value of the dollar going down? Because it's the plan to impoverish our people and destroy the middle class. And if you don't believe in it, you need to read the Earth Charter. That's the Earth Charter. You can get it on the Internet. The Global Biodiversity Assessment. You may be able to get it on the Internet. If not, you can get it from Radio Liberty and our Sustainable Development Syllabus. Or certainly buy the Global Biodiversity Assessment from your local bookstore, published by Cambridge Press, and it's all there. They talk about lowering the living standards of the people to that of those who live in Eastern Europe. You must understand that behind everything are powerful spiritual forces, and once you understand that, it all makes sense. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret societies, such as the Bilderbergers, and of course the Bilderbergers have their foundation in the occult, and their goal is a one-world government and destruction of Christianity, and of course the CFR, the Trilateralist, the Club of Rome, the Rosicrucians, the Masons, the Theosophists, and a myriad of other secret societies all have exactly the same goals. But you see, nobody talks about it. Well, almost nobody. Our guest this afternoon, William H. Kennedy, has done a wonderful job of providing you with a web page that will verify so much of what we've been talking about. Now, the website is WilliamHKennedy.com. Don't forget the H. WilliamHKennedy.com. And you'll find his website is fascinating. And there you'll see all sorts of film clips you will never see anywhere else in the world, going into the satanic background of the Bilderbergers, the satanic background of the Bohemian Grove, the satanic background of so many of the other organizations, Skull and Bones, and these organizations are not imaginary, they are real, and they are directing the course of world events. And once you understand that, so many of the contradictions that we see begin to make sense. William, thank you so very much for being with us. William H. Kennedy, are you there? Well, we hope William H. Kennedy is there. But anyway, William, if you're there, why speak up? If not,
hello.
Hello, go ahead. Okay.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me now?
You're doing just fine. Go right ahead.
Oh, very good. Well, it's great to be on GCN and Radio Liberty, Dr. Stan. And as you said on my webpage, WilliamHKennedy.com, I can say with complete confidence that it is the best web page out there for occult history, including the secret societies you just mentioned, as well as contemporary Satanism, witchcraft, and anything along those lines. What I've done is I've pulled together all the best documentary films that are on YouTube and Google, and I've organized them by category, and people can go there and really get educated in occult history.
And, of course, when we get back, we're going to talk about William's new DVD. It'll be out in a couple of weeks, but I've seen a preliminary copy called Lucifer's Lodge, and you'll be amazed at what's on it. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is William H. Kennedy. William has a great new DVD out, and we'll make it available to our listeners here very soon. But it starts off with an interview with Father Malachi Martin, which I'd never seen before. It was a television interview, and Father Martin is being interviewed by two hosts there, and they're all sitting around a table, and Father Martin starts talking about homosexuality in the Catholic Church, and somewhere between 8 and 12% of the people have at least experimented with homosexuality. These are the priests we're talking about, and between 1 and 3% Satanism, between 1 and 3%. And of course, one of the hosts challenges Father Martin and says, well, what did the host say to Father Martin? Well, let me tell the story, because you know better than I do.
Well, sure. This was supposed to appear on the American Family Show in New York, and that's a Catholic organization, and it was filmed in 1996. And essentially, it's like you said, Father Martin stated that about 1-3% of Roman Catholic priests are involved in satanic pedophilia. I'm a Roman Catholic myself, so I just wanted to point that out. And basically, the host of the show challenged Dr. Martin and said, "Where did you get those facts?" And Martin said that the Vatican was running a secret survey of Roman Catholic priests to get kind of an overview of the sexual practices of their clergy. This was in 1996. Now, to fast forward ahead of it...
Before, let me just interrupt there. One of the other hosts says, "Hey, I know that's true. That's what happened." So, this was never aired.
A banned video. What happened was they filmed this in New York at Warner Cable, and it was supposed to air in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, in 1996, and the church pulled the plug on it. It was suppressed. And many years later, I got a secret bootleg copy in the mail from an anonymous source. The package didn't even have a return address. And I popped it into my VCR, and I was quite stunned at what I saw in this, because it essentially confirmed something Father Malachi Martin had said to me a few months before he had done this program, which I was highly skeptical about at the time myself. I'll admit that. Now, the church banned this because they didn't want these stats coming out that, you know, between 8-12% of the Catholic clergy had experimented with homosexuality and about 1-3% were involved in satanic pedophilia. Now, my film Lucifer's Lord, Satanic Ritual Abuse in the Catholic Church, which will be out in probably a month or so, what it does is it shows that film, and then, as I said, Father Martin died in 1999, and in 2002, the Boston Globe broke a series of articles which proved everything that Father Martin said, including the fact that the Roman Catholic Church did have a secret sex survey going on in the mid-90s. It was conducted by a nun named Sister Mary O'Donoghue, who was also a medical doctor. And basically what the church did is they secretly sent out, informational and statistical information for their clerics to fill in and send back to them. And Father Martin had got a copy of one of the copies of the final report that was in this secret survey that they did. And what happened from there, what my film is, what I did after 2002 is I just collected newspaper stories about priests, Catholic priests, who were also involved in Satanism and various forms of ritual abuse. And that's kind of what I focus on. I wrote a book about it, Lucifer's Lodge, and I made a documentary. And what I did is I showed that banned clip that you mentioned earlier, and then I just strung together news stories about Catholic priests who were also Satanist pedophiles, which is what Father Malachi Martin initially said. And, I didn't have to wait very long in 2002 because right off the bat, Monsignor Frederick J. Ryan, I cover him in the film, he had tattooed a boy with a devil figure and sexually abused him. That's called the devil's mark in occult lore. And then there were, you know, many other priests that came out. Father Gerald Robinson was a priest out in Ohio who ritually murdered a nun back in 1980, and he was also involved in a satanic coven with another priest named Father Chet Warren. Now, what they used to do was sexually abuse children in coffins and dedicate their bodies to Lucifer. Now, what I did in the film is I went out and I actually got news reports that back up what I'm saying from mainstream media outlets. So, people can see the actual news reports within the film, Lucifer's Lodge, and they can, you know, see these people's faces. Now, it even gets more bizarre. There was a priest named Father Lawrence Brett, who I won't get into details because we're on the radio, but he was basically a satanic pedophile and a vampire. He drew blood from his victims. This is documented. He was a priest in the Connecticut, New York area. there was Father Sean Fortune, who was in Ireland, and he used to threaten detractors. You know, he'd sexually abuse children, and if the parents found out about it, he would threaten them with satanic hexes. He'd say, if you turn me into the police, then Satan will haunt you. If you turn me into the police, I will curse you, and your next child will be born crippled. These are things he would say to them. And the big thing you have to keep in mind, Dr. Stan, is that these satanic pedophile priests were protected by the cardinals, bishops, and leaders, seminary leaders of the Roman Catholic Church. And as I point out in the film, in 1962, there was a secret Vatican document called the Sin of Solicitation, which was sent to every cardinal, bishop, and seminary head in the Church of Rome. And it basically said three essential things when a priest was accused of sexually abusing children, animals, or vulnerable adults, that they were to have secrecy around it, swear all involved to secrecy under threat of excommunication. They were to try to keep it out of the legal courts and settle it with cash settlements. And the third thing, which a lot of GCN listeners are familiar with, they ordered the bishops to transfer the priest to another church and not tell anyone there that they were a sexual abuser. Now, this document, the Sin of Solicitation, was secretly leaked out to CBS News in 2003, and it's up on the internet. You can find it there. And it's also in my film Lucifer's Lodge. Now, when Pope Benedict the 16th came just a week and a half ago, what people don't realize is his real name was Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, and he knew about this document in 1962 and supported it. And before it was leaked to the general public, he reaffirmed that the policies contained within the Sin of Solicitation were still in effect. Now, I point all this out in my film and book, Lucifer's Lodge, and it's quite shocking, Dr. Stan, because statistically speaking, as your listeners are listening to what I'm saying at this moment, somewhere in the world a Catholic priest is sexually abusing a child, and the people in the Vatican know about it and aren't doing anything to stop it. And that's the real shocking element of the film Lucifer's Lodge, which I say it will be out in about a month, and you can get it at RadioLiberty.com or WilliamHKennedy.com in about a month from now.
Well, of course, Malachi Martin, his last book was called Windswept House. I have an interview with him. You can get that in our four-tape set on the Wisdom of Malachi Martin. But the book starts out with a satanic, feigned human sacrifice in the basement of the Vatican, which is timed to coincide with a real human sacrifice that is taking place elsewhere, somewhere in the world. And as incredible as the story is, because the book is written in fiction, but when I talked to Father Martin, he told me that these things really occurred. He couldn't, of course, put the real names in because he'd get into trouble, but all of these things, and it's very easy to read the book and figure out who the cardinals and who the other key people in the church were that he was talking about. Now, Father Martin loved the church, but he realized there was a satanic influence there. But it's not just in the Catholic Church. We find it in the Jewish religion. We find it in the Protestant religion. These satanic forces permeate every aspect of our society. The one thing is, of course, William has done a wonderful job with his DVD and with his book, Lucifer's Lodge, and that book is available free, isn't it? Or can people download that at your website?
Yeah, at WilliamHKennedy.com, they can download the e-version of it. And basically what the book, Lucifer's Lodge, Satanic Ritual Abuse in the Catholic Church, would be a nonfiction version of Malachi Martin's Windswept House. That's basically what Lucifer's Lodge is. I fill in the real names and priests who were involved with satanic pedophilia in the Roman Catholic Church. And remember, Dr. Stan, the oldest symbol of Christianity is a fish, and a fish rots from the head down. And that's what happened in the Roman Catholic Church. Now, there have always been perverts in the church. You just have to read Paul's letters to the Corinthians to figure that out. But for some reason, I don't know fully how or why, after World War II, the perverts took over the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church in the Vatican, and they allowed these perverts to run wild and rape children and vulnerable adults. And it's just quite shocking as a lifelong Catholic myself. I'm just stunned. I'm still stunned at how all of this happened. It's like a nightmare come true. And it's very, very important that people equip themselves and understand this satanic conspiracy that's going on in the world.
Amen to that. And of course, those of you out there who haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen my talk on the Forbidden Secret, you need to get it. And then you want to go to William's website and actually see some of these ceremonies. They're not imaginary, they're real, they have been taped at great risk.
The old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protection of thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
We'll be right back.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, I guess it's William H. Kennedy, and we're talking certainly about the occult influence in the Catholic Church, but as I said, we certainly have it in the Protestant Church. A large number of our Protestant ministers are Masons, and Masonry is founded in the occult, and according to Albert Pike, it is the modern-day manifestation of the ancient mystery religions and Gnosticism and of the Kabbalah. And, of course, these were all founded in mysticism and, of course, tapping into this secret force that's out there. Well, the secret force that's out there is the Luciferian force and the demonic force from the other dimensions. So these things are not imaginary. They're really very, very real. And William has done a wonderful job of compiling this for you. Actually, he's had hundreds of thousands of hits on his website. Excellent website. What about the skull and bones? What do you have on skull and bones?
Well, at WilliamHKennedy.com, if you go to the Satanic Crime Multimedia page and just click on the skull and bones section, the Skull and Bones is a fraternity at Yale that was founded in 1832, and a lot of major players in U.S. politics are members, including both George Bush's and John Kerry, who ran for president. Now, the problem I have with this fraternity at Yale University is that they have Luciferian ceremonies. Now, someone filmed their courtyard ceremony at Yale, and what you see on this film are the initiates kneeling before another student who is dressed up like Lucifer with horns, and they are made to kiss a skull, and they are also made to perform a mock human sacrifice. Now, another person hopped over into this courtyard and filmed, and what they found there was some sort of ceremonial structure that has two skeletons who are in robes staring at each other holding a skull. And there's what looks like a kind of fountain right below them, and there was blood in the fountain, so there's some kind of maybe animal. I hope it's animal sacrifice there, but there's definitely blood in this fountain. And there's also a divination device, which is called the Wheel of Destiny, that looks very much like the Wheel of Fortune that you would see on a tarot card. Now, I don't know exactly what they do with these very bizarre structures they have in the Skull and Bones courtyard, but from those ceremonies, they're definitely Luciferian and occult. And what's frightening is they're so secret that Bush and Kerry would not talk about it on the Tim Russert program when they were confronted with it. And I have the films of Andrew Meyer, who was a student at the University of Florida, who questioned Kerry at a public meeting about the Skull and Bones, and the second he mentioned the Skull and Bones in front of Kerry's presence, the security supervisor made a slitting of the throat gesture with his hand, which is an old secret society symbol for someone who has betrayed their order. And immediately after he did that slitting of the throat symbol, I have this from a different angle. I got different films of the Andrew Meyer situation, and I got it from a different angle, and you see the slitting of the throat gesture. The police dragged Andrew Meyer away and tortured him with a taser gun, an electrical device. You know, the famous thing he screamed out was, "Don't tase me, bro." They tortured him for even mentioning the Skull and Bones in public to John Kerry. Now, if you watch the whole film, Kerry never addressed the issue with the Skull and Bones. He just stood at the microphone mumbling and really not saying anything while they dragged the student who did nothing wrong, who was given permission to speak. But the second he mentioned the Skull and Bones, the slitting of the throat hand gesture went up and he was dragged away and tortured. And you can see this right on WilliamHKennedy.com on the Satanic Crime Multimedia page. Not many people have this film of the slitting of the throat gesture by the security supervisor who was with Kerry. So that's a unique thing I have there. And I strongly urge people to educate themselves in occult history, because this is really what shapes our culture. Now, on my occult history page there, I have a whole documentary on the Kabbalah. Now, that's a mystical school of Judaism, which is very occultic, and people say, well, what does that really matter to our daily lives? Well, consider that Madonna and Britney Spears are members of the Kabbalah Center of Hollywood. Now, before Britney Spears joined the Kabbalah Center, she was a very nice young woman preserving her virginity, if, you know, if people remember that. After she joined, she became a raving maniac who was running around shaving her head, and she's still having problems. So, you know, this is who our young people are admiring and following. So it's important for the general public to educate themselves into exactly how these organizations originated and how they operate today.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Communication Network, and of course we're talking about Skull and Bones. Of course, there are people like McGeorge Bundy. He was the man, of course, who got us involved in the No Win War in Vietnam. He was the National Security Advisor. He's a member of Skull and Bones. He's a member of the CFR. He's the man who set those foolish Cuban patriots into the Bay of Pigs, promising them, of course, air support, promising them that there would be, of course, resupplies, and sent them in to die in the one spot on all of Cuba you could have landed where there was no hope of being victorious. And then they simply forgot to tell, just made a mistake. They forgot to tell the whole underground there the attack was coming so they could rise up and overthrow Fidel Castro.
And, of course, Rick George Bundy wrote a book along with his good friend Henry Stimson called On Watch. Who was Henry Stimson? He was the Secretary of War during the Second World War, instrumental in getting us into the Second World War as well. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they're all members of Skull and Bones. They're all members of the CFR. They all interlock in this occultic brotherhood of darkness. You get into the background of what Skull and Bones is all about. Well, there's a book we carry called The Secrets of the Tomb, written by Alexander Robbins, who was a member of another secret society at Yale, but certainly nothing like Skull and Bones. And she had talked to people who had actually been doing some redesigning there in the basement of the Skull and Bones. The walls are covered with, well, not only skulls and bones, but with swastikas. They've been there a long time, and of course they long antedate the Nazis, because of course the swastika is an occult emblem, and of course apparently they sing their German drinking songs. They certainly are strongly tied into the occult force from which Nazism came. That's the book Skull and Bones. Alexander even talks about a woman she interviewed who had seen one of their marriage ceremonies. And there are these men to be the future leaders of America in their black robes with the black hoods and the candles and their mysterious chants. And this woman, of course, was caught, and they found she was spying at them, and she was threatened she would be killed if she ever revealed what she saw. Well, this is a secret society. And our president, who has lied to us about so many things and is responsible for the death of a million people, a million civilians in Iraq, it's a Luciferian sacrifice. When you understand that, when you understand that what happened in Belgium, pardon me, what happened in Rwanda, 800,000 Christians hacked to death, a Luciferian sacrifice. There are people who relish horror and terror and brutality. And of course, these many times are the people in key positions in our government and in governments throughout the world. What was the story about Rwanda and the man who was really responsible for that? That was an old Belgian protectorate. And wasn't there one of the people who was tied into the Bilderbergers and one of the other occult organizations?
Yes.
What's that story?
The man's name is Billy Klaus. And he was the former Belgian defense secretary, and he was also the secretary general of NATO, and he was forced to resign for taking bribes from a helicopter company in the late 90s. Now, what happened over in Belgium in the mid-90s, a serial killer named Marc Dutroux was arrested by the Belgian police, and it came out that he was actually kidnapping children and training them to be sex slaves for the Bilderberg Group, which is a group that was founded in the 1950s by the royal heads of Europe and American industrialists. And these children were used in satanic sacrifices, the kind you would see in the film Eyes Wide Shut, a Tom Cruise movie. Now, what had happened was the judge who was prosecuting Marc Dutroux asked for any witnesses to come forward, and 10 women came forward, and one of them claimed that they saw Billy Klaus at a satanic ceremony with the King of Belgium many years earlier, and it was a bizarre S&M-type sex ritual. Now, what's very, very bizarre with all of this happening, you know, being accused, dragged into the Dutroux affair, and then causing the Rwandan genocide, you know, Billy Klaus is who caused the Rwandan genocide in that he ordered the Belgian troops not to defend the Christians who were being torn apart by a rival Native African faction. They were hacked up with machetes. As you say, it's in the hundreds of thousands.
800,000.
Unbelievable.
Murdered.
And Billy Klaus ordered the Belgian troops to stand down and allow this to happen. Now, if all this weren't bad enough, after getting, you know, fired as Secretary of NATO, he also attended a Bilderberg group before he became Secretary General of NATO. After all of these bad things happened, Billy Klaus in 2007 did a television commercial in Belgium for a rock concert called Limbo Mania, which is this giant festival of rock musicians they have in Belgium. And in this television commercial, he performs a satanic summoning ceremony, and I have the film of this at williamhkennedy.com in the Satanic Crime Multimedia page. It's on YouTube. I found it. You can watch it yourself. And basically what he does is he lights a match and a candle and flicks it, and this flaming demonic figure runs out from behind a curtain and flashes the evil eye, and he is wearing a helmet with a Belgian flag on it that has horns, and then he runs away. Now, this is just Billy Klaus's way of thumbing his nose at the rest of the world. He's saying, look, I got away with all of this, and now I'm going to do this satanic TV commercial, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's what he's really saying. He's not even hiding from the fact that he's a Luciferian. He's going on television and performing rituals. Now, not too many people heard about this, but when the Marc Dutroux affair erupted in 1996, I was living in England at the time, and it was, there was a huge protest between 350,000 and 400,000 Belgians, all dressed in white, converged at one point in Belgium, and they had a huge protest in protest of the Marc Dutroux case and the fact that Bilderbergers were involved in this bizarre sex rituals. Now, when I came back the following Christmas to the United States, no one here had even heard about it. It was suppressed by the mainstream media. Now, even with all of that, Billy Klaus still was arrogant enough to do this satanic television commercial. It's a very, very bizarre thing to see.
Of course, weird. I think people have to understand that some of the royalty there of Europe are tied into the Bilderbergers, including, was it the King of Belgium a Bilderberger?
King Albert of Belgium was one of the people who was seen at one of these bizarre sex rituals with Billy Klaus in the 1960s. He was identified by one of these women. I have all this documented in the Bilderberg section of my Satanic Crime Multimedia page. You can see this yourself. Dr. Stan, one of the reasons I put this page together is because what I'm saying sounds so absurd. It sounds almost crazy. So to have people even believe what I'm saying is true, I had to back it up with solid sources they could link to, which I did on my webpage. That's why it was created. Now, it's a very good place. If you know a lot about this stuff, it's a good refresher. If you don't, it's a good place to start. But there's stuff on my webpage you won't see anywhere else. Now, you have to see that Billy Klaus satanic commercial to believe it. I've described it to people, and they don't believe me. But when you see it, it's quite shocking.
Well, so many things are going on today that are almost just beyond belief, but this is why it's so important when I've asked William to come on. Now, William has written a book called Satanic Crimes. We have a four-tape set called Satanic Crimes with a couple of interviews with William, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You need to get this information. You need to begin to understand what we're really up against. We are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And, of course, you're not being warned about this by literally anybody out there. There are a few ministers who are talking about it, but believe me, they're very much in the minority. We also carry a wonderful DVD. It's called Rape of the Soul, put forward by a conservative Catholic. It's just about modern-day Catholic art and ancient Catholic art. And if you haven't seen it, you need to see it because all this is pornographic. They hide their symbols in plain sight. I mean, you see them, but you don't recognize them until somebody points them out. When they point them out, it's so very, very obvious what they're doing. I mean, they laugh at us because we're so foolish. We can't see looking at the television screen on CBS. That eye down in the right lower quadrant, which is, of course, a symbol of the ancient secret societies, as is the eye in the triangle above the pyramid on the back of the dollar bill. They're all occult emblems. In fact, we have a book called Freemasonic and Occult Emblems. There's about 600 of them there. A wonderful book written by Kathy Burns. Do you know that book at all, William?
Oh, yeah, I'm very familiar with it. It's an excellent book. And when you actually, if anyone out there, if they pull out a dollar bill and they look closely at the eye on the top of the pyramid on the on their dollar bill, it's actually the eye of a serpent.
Right.
You see kind of scales within it. So that's actually the serpent Lucifer that's represented there. Now, on my Satanic Crime Multimedia page, I have a huge section which connects Freemasonry with Satanism. You know, someone you mentioned earlier, Albert Pike, openly wrote that Freemasons worship Lucifer. It's not a hidden thing. And when you consider, Dr. Stan, another thing I have up there is the Freemasons in Massachusetts are doing a recruiting drive, and one thing they point out in a TV commercial that that's on YouTube that I link to on my page is that 200 undergraduates a year from Harvard University join the Freemasonic Lodge. They're allowed to join at 18. They make an exception to their rule at Harvard. So people who say that the Freemasons are no longer significant, just the fact that 200 Harvard men a year join, you know, they're the shapers of our culture and our economy and everything. So it becomes hugely important for that fact alone, and the Freemasons are on TV here in Massachusetts openly bragging about it. So people who say that the Freemasons, you know, they're dead or insignificant or they're just a bunch of old men, that's nonsense. The power brokers at Harvard University are all joining. David Rockefeller, who is a Bilderberger, just gave $100 million to Harvard University just today. It was reported in the Boston Globe. So all of these satanic secret societies permeate the institutions which control our society. And at the top of this political and economic pyramid, there's maybe 200 or 300 people, and they belong to either the Bohemian Grove, the Skull and Bone Society, or the Bilderberg Group. They're all involved in Luciferian secret ceremonies, and they control the political and economic destiny of the human race, every man, woman, and child on this planet. They're obviously diabolical, and as you say, they want to eliminate as many of us as possible in these bizarre sacrifices, like in Rwanda, and they want to trim us down to about 500 million people worldwide. There are about 6 billion people on this planet now. They want about 500 million slaves to serve their needs, and the rest of us, they want to perish.
And
that's
for those
their
people
agenda.
If people would like to verify that, we suggest you go to Elberton, Georgia, see the Georgia Guidestones. Of course, you can read about them on my website, radioliberty.com. But there in Elberton, of course, these occult guidestones, the American counterpart of the English Stonehenge. This is the American Stonehenge, or also known as the Georgia Guidestones, where the satanic ceremonies are held and the naked ceremonies. And really, of course, nobody even knows who put up the money for it. It was put up by a mysterious stranger who called himself R.C. Christian, but that wasn't his name. He said he represented a secret society, but nobody knows who the secret society was. But point number one, written in 8 different languages, is maintain the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature, which means we're going to have to kill off pretty close to about 6 million people to accomplish that goal. We have evil and wicked people out there, and people do not understand. They do have an agenda. Incidentally, Alex Jones has done a good job with a DVD on the Bilderbergers. It's called Endgame. It's available from Radio Liberty, and it goes into population control, goes into the Bilderbergers, and they're not imaginary, they're real, and here are these leaders of our country running around naked in the redwoods. What sort of people would do that? People, of course, who give themselves to the dark side. And you'll be able to verify that, you know, from, in fact, even Nixon talked about that, but certainly they interviewed David Gergen and talk about that and show the quotations from Gergen, who left the Bilderbergers because it was too cold for him running around naked there in the woods.
Well, not all of them want to particularly involve themselves in homosexual ceremonies. I also have an article on my webpage, Dr. Stan, which shows that a gay porn star named Chad Savage actually has a job at the Bohemian Grove where he has some title like porter or helper or something, but in God knows what he's doing there. He's a highly paid pornography star in Hollywood who makes gay films. What is he doing with people like George Bush and Jimmy Carter and Merv Griffin and Ronald Reagan and, you know, people of that stature? It's very, very bizarre. Why would they hire a gay porn star? They must be paying him quite a bit because he gets, you know, $20,000, $30,000 a film. So to get him for 2 weeks must cost a pretty penny, this guy Chad Savage. This was reported right in the mainstream media, and you can check it out on my webpage. These people, they really don't care if, that's the bizarre thing, they're getting to the juncture now, they don't care if people know that they are Luciferians. That, you know, they're not even hiding it anymore because they have such a stranglehold on the world economy at the moment that there's really not a lot people can do to rise up. But what people can do, the best thing people can do, is to become informed. Information is the greatest weapon against these people. And once you understand who and what they are, they kind of automatically lose their hold on you. It's quite a liberating experience, believe it or not, when you see things, the truth shall set you free in your own mind. And when people understand this, they'll see that, you know, these bills they have piling up and these gas prices, they're actually victims of this Luciferian cabal, and they're utterly not responsible, like the subprime mortgage crisis, the coming famine we're going to have in the United States. These aren't the faults of individual citizens who get up and go to work every day. This is the fault of these high-level Luciferian Satanists who run our economy.
Well,
and
I think
it's nothing less than that.
Well, the four horsemen of the apocalypse are all saddled and galloping across the world today. And believe me, the fourth one is the rider of the pale horse, death. And Hades follows short behind. Well, we're going to be... That's it. William, thank you so very much for being with us again. Our guest, William H. Kennedy, WilliamHKennedy.com. Go there.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Talk to you
later.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com. Safehome. Reduce airborne allergens in up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, we do carry a great deal of information on the Bilderbergers. We have a book called The Bilderberger Diary by James Tucker. That's The Bilderberger Diary. We have The Bilderbergers by James Estulin. And then, of course, we have Satanic Crimes by our friend William H. Kennedy, and it goes into the Bilderbergers and their activities, their satanic activities. Fascinating material. We have a four-tape set on the Satanic Crimes, and of course we have certainly a four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, information you won't get elsewhere. We have the DVD on the Bilderbergers. It's called Endgame by Alex Jones, and so you'll find things at Radio Liberty you're just not going to get elsewhere. You need to help us get this out. We have a four-tape set on the Skull and Bone Society. We have a number of books, Alexander Robbins' book, The Secrets of the Tomb, and, of course, The American Establishment by Professor Sutton. We even have a syllabus with all the names of the people who are members of the Skull and Bones going back to 1833. And, of course, we got this from a woman whose father was a member of Skull and Bones. And so we offer this to you. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, if you're going to have to start someplace, you really ought to start with my book. It's inexpensive. It's easy reading. It's called The Brotherhood of Darkness. And you can get The Brotherhood of Darkness by itself or with a CD, or you can get this Brotherhood of Darkness book, the CD, and a tape, The Brotherhood of Darkness Special. It's all basically the same story. These organizations are there, and they all have a common denominator, a New World Order, a New World Religion with the destruction of Christianity, and, of course, a New World Leader. Once you understand that, it all makes sense why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools, and we tell you why in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, information you will never get elsewhere. And then, of course, you need to get my talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get my talk on the forbidden truth and the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get my talk on the hidden agenda, and that goes into water fluoridation. The syllabus goes with that because they're poisoning the American people. They know exactly what they're doing. And, of course, so many of the things they're doing promote cancer. This is why the incidence of cancer has gone from 1 in 33 to 1 in 2. 1 in 33 at the beginning of the last century, 1 in 2 today. They think there are too many people. You need to get my talk on none dare call it genocide. That's none dare call it genocide. Excellent DVD. My talk on the planned population reduction. My talk on population control. And then, of course, you need to get my little monograph on the population control agenda. You can look on our website at RadioLiberty.com, pull it down there for nothing, or if you buy any of the other things and you ask for it, we'll send you a free copy. It's probably one of the best things out there to tell you what's going on. We also have a four-tape set on population control. You can, of course, get a list of all of these things on our website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs, watch our DVDs, and read our newsletters. And then, of course, if you have not yet got your long-range storage food, your emergency food in, don't put it off. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they are planning on famine throughout the world and right here in the United States. You're going to have to look after yourself, and there are going to be an awful lot of people who are going to be swept away in the deluge that's coming. You need, of course, to have things to build up your immune system. One of the things we use, my wife and myself, is antibiotic and vitamin D, and it keeps us from getting the flu. It's available. We carry this through Radio Liberty, through the RL, Radio Liberty brand, but it's put out by one of the best and biggest companies in the nation. They just won't let us use their logo. And so give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. You need high-dose vitamin D and antibiotic. You need to lay in a supply of emergency food. If you'd like more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We'll be right back in a moment for the next hour.